This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gohls. Paul closes his discussion about God's provision for our preparedness when unexpected tragedies or tests come our way in the same way he closed his discussion on death. In 1 Thessalonians 4:18, he writes, "Therefore, encourage each other with these words." In 5:11, he writes, "Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing." The King James Version puts it, "Comfort each other." There is a sense in which God's promises to his children are a comfort in times of fear, loss, and uncertainty. But they should also be to us an encouragement to make the most of those times of testing. And the only way to do that is by being prepared. That is probably why Paul added in 5:11 the injunction to build each other up. He recognizes and affirms that they were already doing this, but we are never so well prepared that there is no room for additional building up. Maintaining what you have already achieved is not easy. We need to help each other by checking up on each other. If we see deterioration, we need to encourage each other to get back on track. If we discover a flaw or lack, we need to encourage and help in this building up process. This is what Paul meant in verse 6, be alert and self-controlled. He amplified this in verse 8, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. We need each other if we are going to succeed in this matter of being prepared. So, do a reality check, or better yet, do a reality check on each other as you fellowship with one another.